Well, Dan, that's qualifying over and done with. A frantic number of sessions here, but you're on the third row of the grid. That must be putting a smile on your face.
Absolutely, you know, I feel a little bit disappointed because I think we had pace, a little bit like Donington, we had pace in FP1 and 2 to be a little bit higher up the order, but as everybody saw, we binned it in FP2, so actually we were down a set of tyres for qualifying, so we couldn't risk not getting to Q3 again after Donington, so we decided to use the new tyres we had in Quali 1 and Quali 2, which meant ultimately we were rolling out on some tyres. They've not done many laps, but they've just taken the edge, so that's as much as we could do.
How much more difficult was qualifying now that hybrid is sort of being the leveller and the temperature here as well?
Well, it's not a leveller for everybody because Ash is still here, isn't he? So I'm going to go and sit and look at that data till my eyes bleed later and find out where he's doing it, because it's, I mean, you know, you can't knock the guy, you can't knock the package they put together. It's incredible, but for sure, the hybrid hasn't slowed him up really. So we need to look at it, analyse it. It either means he's doing an outstanding job or we're doing a quite poor one, because, you know, myself and Dan have got the same package ultimately, maybe not set up exactly the same. So it's good, you know, to be in Q3 is where we aim to be. Third row of the grid, we can do some damage from there, not metaphorically speaking, not literally. And, yeah, we'll have a good day tomorrow.
Good session, well done.
Thank you.